Chapter 10. An Encounter with the King. Changes everything. Now it came about on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace in front of the king's rooms. And the king was sitting on his royal throne in the throne room, opposite the entrance to the palace. And it happened when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court. She obtained favor in his sight, and the king extended to Esther the golden scepter which was in his hand. So Esther came near and touched the top of the scepter. Esther 5 verses 1-2. Esther's story is not only a story of a woman being an instrument in the hand of God to spare his chosen people from destruction, but a type and shadow of our relationship with Christ and our access to him as his bride. This access allows us to go beyond the veil and allows us to worship him in spirit and in truth, to gaze upon his beauty, and to dwell in his temple. After Esther was made queen of the Persian Empire, things began to turn for the bad for the people of God. Haman, an eventual enemy of the people of God, was elevated in the courts of the king to the highest seat of all the nobles. Mordecai, who had raised Esther as his own daughter after her parents died, was a man committed to God. Though every person at the king's gate would bow down and pay homage to Haman when he entered the king's gate, Mordecai refused to do so because of his commitment to God. This infuriated Haman, and he devised a scheme to destroy Mordecai and the people of God. A decree went out from King Ahasuerus, influenced by Haman, to destroy all of the Jews of the land, the people of God. Mordecai heard the decree and began to fast and pray for the Jewish people at the king's gate and led the Jewish people to do the same. Those mature in the Lord know where to go when things get difficult. Psalm 107 verse 19 says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses." Queen Esther saw Mordecai outside the king's gate, dressed in sackcloth and ashes, and sent Anak, Hathach, one of her attendants, to talk with Mordecai and find out what was going on. Mordecai told Queen Esther of the decree against the Jews and requested she go see the king on behalf of the Jewish people. She responded out of fear of rejection that this was not her time to see the king. If she went to go see the king without his request for her, she could be killed. Mordecai reminded her that she was a Jew herself and that she may not escape the judgment, and asked her, "Who knows but that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this and for this very occasion?" Esther 4 verse 14. After her conversation with Mordecai, Esther began seeking the Lord and asked the people of God to fast for 3 days so she would receive grace from the king when going in to see him. I have found that seeking God and forsaking everything is a guarantee to receive an encounter with God. In Exodus, God told Moses that not only was he a merciful God, but a jealous God, desiring us to commit to fulfilling the first commandment. Exodus 34 verse 6 and 14. Queen Esther accepted the challenge and prepared herself to see the king. Esther 5 verse 1 begins. On the third day of the fast, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the royal or inner court of the king's palace opposite his throne room. The king was sitting on his throne, facing the main entrance of the palace. And when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she obtained favor in his sight, and he held out to her the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the tip of the scepter. Wow! What a description of our struggle in this world. First, the ruler of this world, Satan, has a decree to steal and kill and destroy us. John 10 verse 10. And is working day and night to devour us. 1 Peter 5 8. He and all of his demons have sent out a decree to the entire world to destroy the people of God. We, as children of God, the bride of Christ, struggle with going into the holy place to meet with our King Jesus. We are afraid of what he might do, and feel unworthy of being in his presence. But, if we accept the truth that we are accepted in the Beloved, then we know that we can go to the throne of grace at a time of need to receive mercy and grace. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Not only do we receive mercy and grace, but we get to walk up to him and he touches us with his scepter, which represents his acceptance of us by his mercy. What do we receive when he touches us with his scepter? Well, as the story continues, we will see some of the supernatural things we can receive from an encounter with the king. Esther was a Jew. Her uncle Mordecai taught her about their God, starting when she was a little girl. She had heard all the stories of her heritage. She remembered all the great stories of deliverance, the stories of Abraham and his son, the stories of Moses and the Egyptians, the stories of Daniel. Oh yes, she had heard the stories. But now it was her turn. Now she must call upon God. She must call on Elohim to once again display his might and strength, the delivering power of the Lord God Almighty. God had swayed the hearts of kings before. Hadn't Joseph been delivered out of the prison and elevated to Pharaoh's second in command? Oh, but would God do this for her people? She must at least try. Often we feel like Esther, the challenge, the circumstances looming like a giant mountain ahead of us. We can't see around it, but God has the perfect solution to the situation. Even though we have to face the scary, even though we have to face the overwhelming odds, when we give it to God and rest in His resolution, He will move on our behalf. He will take us beyond the veil.